Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to bring to you songs I love and occasionally bring in something different, a reading, a story, or, like tonight, I have a wombat. My wombat is I have a co-host. My co-host is Felicia Mitchell. She is a professor of English at Emory Henry College, and I'll let her tell us a little bit about herself in a minute. And she has selected all the songs tonight and will tell us how she picked them. Felicia, the first thing I want to ask you is, how did you end up here at Emory Henry College in Emory, Virginia?
Well, Harry, when I was working on my PhD at the University of Texas at Austin, I had a poem tacked on my bulletin board for a number of years, William Butler Yeats' Lake Olive, Innisfree. And when I went looking for a job, I wanted a school in a bee loud glade. To make a long story short, I fell in love with Emory and Henry College in terms of where it was, where it is, and also its mission. So it was a combination of things. I wanted rural, and I wanted a school I could stay at my whole life or my whole career, and it was that kind of school.
Well, another thing, you were in Austin, Texas. Is that where you were?
Yes, uh-huh.
But didn't you grow up in this part of the world?
I grew up in South Carolina and lived there, and also a little bit in North Carolina and a little bit in Georgia. So I was in the Southeast and then in Texas for 4 years before I came back this way, which is closer to home, and I wanted to be closer to home as well.
Okay. I want to comment, I worked here at Emory Henry for 9 years as an instructional technologist, and when I first met Felicia, I got to know her as an English professor and a poet, and I thought of her as being on the soft side of academia, and I'm from the hard side, engineering, science, I call it the hard side, and it was kind of a shock to me to realize that Felicia is one of the more technically savvy computer people on campus. And that's an odd side of your personality, Felicia. You want to comment on that just one?
Well, yeah, I guess I am a right brain, left brain sort of person. I'm a poet, but I can also do statistics. I teach English literature. I can write code and create websites. I've been intrigued by computers since I was first introduced to them many, many years ago. So,
well, we won't spend time on that today, yeah. But it's an interesting side of your personality.
So, yeah, I think, and you want to stay current. What can I say? I'm not as current as I could be, but yeah. I'm interested in all kinds of things.
Well, I'm totally dedicated to computers for my career, but I love music, so I have the same kind of mix a little bit. Now, let's switch over a little bit. You have a theme tonight. You want to tell us a little bit about what guided you to select the songs you selected, and we'll talk more about it later on, but just get started.
Yeah, well, it has to do with one of those Facebook conversations and how it just took a turn. A few months ago, I was on a Facebook conversation on a website for people from Columbia, South Carolina. You know you're from Columbia if, that kind of Facebook page, and we were having a conversation about schools in the 1960s, 70s. Long story short, I posted and asked if anybody from Dreer High School remembered my brother, John Henry Mitchell. He had attended a different high school. I attended Booker T. Washington High School. And a couple of people responded. And so I said, tell me what you remember. And we went back and forth. John Henry had passed away in 1976. And so I'm always curious to know, you know, about his story. I'm still getting to know him, even now. And so I got some interesting posts from people he knew in high school who said he was philosophical, among other things. And I said one way I kept in touch with him was reading books he liked and listening to music he loves. And so somebody asked me, well, what music did he love? And that was a hard question. Yeah. So what I did then was email another one of my brothers, Charles Mitchell, and we started collaborating to figure out John Henry's playlist, and it became very, very long. And so then I thought, well, what if we whittle this down to just a handful of songs that help us continue to know him and learn more about him as years pass. And also, we can say, yes, these were his favorite songs, if somebody asks. That's sort of my theme.
So this is sort of his playlist as you've weeded it down to the
to top 10. Yeah, only, you know, he loves so much music. We all love music. We grew up in a very musical household with many different tastes competing for the use of the record player. So, yeah, but we all loved music. And
yeah, it's interesting. Look, we move on, but look back at now with everybody has their own little iPod or iPhone or iTouch, whatever. And we can all hear our own music in the car, whatever. In those days, there was one record player in most houses, and you had to share.
Yeah, you know, that's a wonderful observation, Harry. I suspect it will change the way people relate to one another. Because I was a Bob Dylan, Joan Baez sort of person. And also, we all love classical music. That's one thing that we all had in common, but John Henry, like the wilder and crazier rock and roll kinds of music. And in the morning, we would just listen to whatever got put on first. And I think it helped educate our musical taste to hear each other's.
Good.
Well, yeah.
Well, Lauren, you want to start off and introduce the first song? And
yeah, well, so this first song, I'll tell you, this first song is from an album we all got for Christmas. Probably it was John Henry's album some years ago in the 60s, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. And I have a vivid memory of that being on the turntable, and we were also playing basketball inside the house, and the basketball bounced on it anyway. But the song we're going to hear, that with no bouncing basketballs on top of the record, is When You're 64 by the Beatles.
I get older, losing my head, many years from now, will you still be sending me a Valentine, birthday greetings, bottle of wine? If I'd been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me, will you still feed me, when I'm 64?
The Beatles singing When You're 64. I get the title mixed up. I love this song for all kinds of reasons, but I'm playing it today because December 3rd, 2018, John Henry Mitchell would have turned 64. And when we listened to this song together so long ago, you know, 64 seemed a long way off, and over my life, I guess I've learned that even though it is a love song, so many of the words resonate for me as a sister who loves her brother. I guess that's what I could say. I'll get to turn 64 next year.
I'm already there, so.
Yeah. And then, but this time listening to it, the losing my hair phrase resonated because he did get to lose his hair before he was 64 because he had cancer at a very young age and did lose his hair.
Okay. Do you want to go on and do the next song?
Yeah. So the next song is one that for me is iconic. If I think about high school and getting ready, having breakfast, going off to school, this is the song that very often started my day, and people would be surprised to know that, but it would get me all ready to go off into the world, and it's Steppenwolf's Born to Be Wild.
Get your motor running, head out on the highway, looking for adventure in whatever comes our way. Yeah, gotta go make it happen, take the world in a loving embrace, fire all of the guns and bombs and explode into space. I like smoking lightning, heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind, and the feeling that I'm under. Yeah, gotta go make it happen, take the world in a loving embrace, fire all of the guns at once and explode into space. Like a true nature's child, we were born, born to be wild. We can fly.
Steppenwolf with Born to Be Wild. So we have so many different kinds of memory, the oral and the visual. This song for me creates a visual memory of just being there in the house with my whole family, getting ready to start the day. And it's kind of peppy when you think about it. Another song that I listen to very often and is included on the very first CD set ever bought my son back when he was a little boy is one that was his brother's favorite. There's so many favorites, but it's The Who singing from Tommy the Rock Opera, the song Pinball Wizard. Just heard The Who with Pinball Wizard, a modern ballad.
And the next song you're going to bring up is the year 2525. And when I listened to this at home, I was thinking, well, you know, that's when this was made, 1969, that was far, far away. Now it's 7 years off, kind of a short hop compared to how far back 69 is.
Yeah, I remember hearing this song on the radio back long ago when it first came out and thinking it just seems so far off and so futuristic, and yet it is just around the corner. It's eerie to listen to it now.
It's kind of an eerie song anyway.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I think that we're going in a different direction than Zager and Evans have us think about, but here we have in the year 2525.
In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may find. In the year 35, and say is in the pill you took today. In the year 45, 45, ain't gonna need your teeth, won't need your eyes. You won't find a thing to chew. Nobody's gonna look at you. In the year 55, 55, your arms are hanging limp at your sides. Your legs got nothing to do. Some machine doing that for you. In the year 65, 65, ain't gonna need no husband, won't need no wife. You pick your son, pick your daughter too. From the bottom of a long glass tube, whoa, whoa. In the year 7510, if God's a-coming, he ought to make it by then. Maybe he'll look around himself and say, guess it's time for the judgment day. In the year 8510, God is gonna shake his mighty head. He'll either say, I'm pleased where man has been, or tear it down and start again. Whoa, whoa. In the year 95, 95, I'm kinda wondering if man is gonna be alive. He's taken everything this old earth can give, and he ain't put back nothing, whoa, whoa. Now it's been 10,000 years, man has cried a billion tears for what he never knew. Now man's reign is through, but through eternal night, the twinkling of starlight, so very far away, maybe it's only yesterday. In the year 25, 25, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may.
There we have in the year 2525, Zager and Evans. And you know, Harry, listening to that, I was remembering back in grade school even, when we would have the drills to hide under our desk and exit appropriately. So many children grew up with fears of the apocalypse. And there were, of course, so many songs like this as well.
I'm more concerned now. Nuclear weapons are getting cheaper and cheaper and cheaper, and the radicals, they're becoming more affordable.
It's scary. Yeah. Yeah, and I want to believe, I'm kind of a hopeful person who believes that humans will right all wrongs, but well, what can I say? Probably a good time to move to the next song, Eve of Destruction, from Barry McGuire.
And I thought you were hopeful.
Yeah, I am hopeful, but, you know, these songs help us work through and think about, and maybe they do help effect change. You know, we believe that back in the 60s and 70s, we believed in the energy of these songs and the changes.
The whole idea that I ran into this back in the 60s, I got worried about this, and there was one article that struck me, and it said that what we need is a paradigm shift in the human race, and essentially a software change in the human mind. You know,
yeah.
We need to do a new operating system that does not permit the kind of things that we can have now.
Eastern world, it is exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, I you don't believe.
but you understand what I'm trying to say. Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Yeah, my blood's so mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't twist the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration when human respect is disintegrating. This whole crazy world is just too frustrating, and you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Think of all the hate there is in Red China, then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to say grace and tell me.
And there we have Barry McGuire singing Eve of Destruction. And it's interesting to me to think that and believe that every generation has a different sort of patriotism, a different way of addressing what's up. I know that in 1970, the Voting Rights Act did lower the age to 18. And there were all kinds of hopeful thoughts going around, even in songs that seem negative. And another song that makes me think about the patriotism of those years is the, again, another iconic song, Jimi Hendrix singing the national anthem.
Well, you mentioned patriotism. You're referring to a different kind of patriotism than the word normally refers to. I think of it as being go to war, but you're referring to protect.
Believe in America. Believe in change. Believe in what will help us to grow together as a country. And
good. I mean, it's a broader definition of, you know, people say he's a patriot. You know, he might be a right wing nut.
I think there are patriots who are left wing, and patriots who are, there are all kinds of patriots. Yeah.
Also note this song was from Woodstock. I was when Woodstock was going on, I was driving from Columbus, Indiana to New York. I was changing jobs, and I had a Volkswagen packed to the gills, and I was listening on the radio as this event was unwinding and evolving in Woodstock, and I thought about just turning north.
you should have turned north.
I know.
Yeah.
I had a wife and baby back in Columbus. Yeah. I had a new job in New York.
Yeah. But you can watch the movie.
But I felt the pull. I felt it. It was tempting, saying, hey, I could just turn and go.
Yeah, and you would have heard Jimi Hendrix sing the national anthem. Well, play the national anthem. Yeah.
Thank you.
so there we have Jimi Hendrix and our national anthem performed with his own special embodiment of his beliefs about
Yeah, the yeah. national anthem is, we just, Veterans Day was this weekend.
That's
and,
right.
And
yeah.
There's this strange paradox that on the one hand, especially at that time, Vietnam was still going full blast and the nation was starting to turn against it. And the veterans who came back were shunned, ignored, and considered bad people to some extent. We've since shifted our values to acknowledge them as patriots who were doing for they were doing the wrong thing, but they didn't make the choice. They just did what they had to for their country. Anyway, yesterday at my church, they had all the veterans stand up, and I was one of them. And it was interesting because we're very much a pro-peace, anti-war group for the most part, kind of the left-wing liberals of the Abingdon area, and yet now we acknowledge and honor veterans. And that song is an interesting, here's the national anthem played at Woodstock, probably one of the major anti-war gatherings in some ways, intrigues me. Also, just to add in, my wife and I went out to Olive Garden, and they said, are you either of you a veteran? I said, I am. They said, we have a free meal for you today.
Oh, that's great.
Anyway, so it's interesting how values shift.
Values shift, but I will say, I should mention that John Henry joined the Navy when he graduated from high school, right after around the time Vietnam was winding down, and he served our country, and until his death.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Even though these are his favorite songs, you know, people are complicated. people are all very complicated.
Life is complicated.
Yeah.
And I want to stop.
And there are different ways to be patriotic.
Certainly.
I can say, yeah.
I mean, many of the anti-war people were extremely patriotic. They're trying to do what's best. And we're still in the middle of that now with Afghanistan and Iraq.
Yeah.
Anyway, to stop for a minute, you're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. And I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC at Emory Henry College. And tonight I have a co-host, Felicia Mitchell, and these are her songs. And so we're going to move right on. Felicia, we're ready for your next song. Want to introduce it or say anything else you want about what's going on?
Well, no, let's just play this one. This is a great song. Ride, Captain, Ride by the Blues Image.
Ship, and here's what they had to say.
There we had Ride Captain Ride from the Blues Image from 1970. Okay, these next two songs we're going to hear are not necessarily ones that I heard on the record player when I was growing up, but when John Henry came home often from the Navy to visit, he'd bring home a suitcase full of paperback books and cassettes with music that he was listening to. And that's when I first heard this first song we'll play, Wild Honey from the Beach Boys, which was so unlike the Beach Boys songs I had been listening to on the radio on my own. I'm going to just move into the next song, Saturday Gigs by Mott the Hoople, another musician, another group that John Henry introduced us to on one of his visits home. It stretched my imagination.
Saturday gigs, we know. the suits and the platform boots.
Oh dear, oh God, oh my
And 74 on a Broadway tour. We didn't much like dressing up no more. Don't wanna be here, but thanks for a great trip.
Do you remember the Saturday gigs?
Grown up game.
And that's Mott the Hoople singing Saturday Gigs. The reason I created this playlist, which is to say I was inspired by a Facebook conversation with some people who remembered my brother John Henry when he was attending Dreher High School. Some of the memories touched on what they remembered is how philosophical he was, and he was very philosophical. Connect with that through listening to his songs and reading books he loved, and also, of course, remembering conversations I had with him. But one of the books he loved very much was Robert Persig, Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance. And I still have his copy of that he read and underlined in. And so this is a poem I wrote called Zen and the Art of My Brother. And it begins with an epigraph from Persig. The place to improve the world is first in one's own heart and head. Quality, peace of mind. Underline with a blue Bic, the words look important. I mouth them as I trace each line, feeling scratches the pen made. Sometimes a memory is palpable. Sometimes a simple scratch is seismographic. Both of us live through an earthquake. Only one of us would live through life. Unselfconsciousness produces a complete identification with one's circumstances. Inner peace of mind is a state of mind. I value quietness as much as my brother did, the two-dimensional world of the book. Inside his books, hard edges seem rounder, like worry stones or river rocks. When I am inside them, I am almost inside my brother, inside himself. What did he value most of all? The pen touching his hand, or the inked line shadowing the hand? The printing history on the copyright page of Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance is so much longer than my brother's life. Physical quietness, mental quietness, value quietness. The back cover promises Zen will change the way you think about your life. There is a reason my brother disassembled the engine of his triumph and studied every single part. There is a reason I touched the words in his book. And so That is a poem. There I'm talking about a book, but I think getting inside the music he loved gives me very much the same sort of experience of not letting him go. And I won't let him go.
I appreciate the poem. It's interesting to me that art, and I'm thinking in particular of literature or mm-hmm. books, and the same thing with a song, and the same with poetry, that each of them captures some inner essence that is ineffable. It can't really be put into words, and yet we can evoke something. And I think that's what you're doing. The music is part of it, and so is your poem.
This last song is one that, of all the playlists that I have listened to the most, and I listen to over and over again in the car at home, and it is a song he dearly loved. When I say he, I guess I should say this is a song, John Henry Mitchell, 1954 to 1976, loved dearly. Spirit in the Sky by Norman Greenbaum.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Wombats and Music with Harry Baya and my co-host Felicia Mitchell. And I want to ask you now to join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all.
Thanks, Harry, for this trip down memory lane. And now I think we'll close out with the Beatles singing You Say It's Your Birthday.